Blog Talk Radio.
Di, are you on with me? Di?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm so glad to talk to you. And Di and I are hosting the show tonight, you guys that are dialing in or listening in. And sorry, it was just a little bit chaotic because we were laughing about our show topic tonight. And I call it the wafflers, and the biggest waffler of all, mirror, mirror on the wall. I'm just kidding. But anyway, Di, why don't you share with everybody what we're talking about tonight? Because I think you and John do so well.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to get confused. We're talking about people who overpromise and underdeliver. And John told me we're talking about people who overcommit and underperform.
Okay, I was just saying, you don't want a guy to ever undercommit and overperform. He can overperform. That would
no,
be good.
You want right. You want overperformers. Yes. And they can be undercommitters
yes.
as long as they're overperformers.
They love that. That is so, so, so true. So we want a guy that, you know, or girl, right? Because it happens with both.
Right.
You know, and I think there's issues sometimes. Well, I'm going to talk about it like this. I know that there are times that guys and women, you know, they've been dating somebody for a year or two, and all of a sudden they go, you know what, this guy I can't marry, or this woman I can't marry, or I can't be with anymore, because they got to know her or him, and they feel like it's not for them. Okay, so that's not coming from
mm-hmm.
fear. That's coming from, I think that is coming
knowledge.
From determining, yeah, just, you know, knowledge, knowing you're,
mm-hmm.
knowing that the person you're mate or your date. Then there's those others, because you're on this great big high. Oh, I can't wait. Come and move in with me. We'll move in together 6 months now, and we'll get married, and we'll have a baby, and we'll have a puppy, and, you know, we'll live together and be happy and only, yeah, right? And we'll only date each other, right? And this is day one or day two, okay? Or maybe it's 6 months into the relationship, and then they freak out. So then they start pedaling backwards and not
mm-hmm.
really saying they want to get out of the relationship, but they say that they just start pedaling backwards, shutting down, pushing you away, whoever you is, because we've all been the you
mm-hmm.
and we've all been the pushing away person. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, isn't that great? There's two roles in this couple relationship. How about that?
Right?
You know,
right.
So those are two different scenarios there. And I call those the wafflers. I can't do this because he or she is. And I'm not ready for that. Or I said too much and I don't really mean it. And because we get so caught up in the emotion, and I think it can be
mm-hmm.
very painful, right? So talk to me, because I know you've got a lot more experience in relationships. I talk to people all the time with relationships, but you're living with a man, playing a future with him. You guys are spending your second Christmas together and work through some ups and downs. And I think you guys are amazing. When I grow up, I want to be just like you. So talk to you. So what's your thoughts on that? Because I know you've been with John is an amazing man, and you're amazing. You guys deserve to be together. And I also know that you've been in relationships where you've been great and straight up and showing up for the relationship every day, and the guy hasn't. So how do you
right.
distinguish? What do you got to look out for? Are there red flags? You know, so... Let's talk about that, waffling and red flags, because I think there is.
Oh,
what do
yeah,
you
there's totally red flags. Absolutely. And now, you know, you look back on it and you say, oh, my God, how could I have, why didn't I just back away? You know, I mean, people you know who are dealing with people like that, you want to shake them and say, just get out. This person is just not that into you. They're not going to commit to you, you know, and you're building your hopes up, kind of, and you're hanging on to the flimsy little promises they're giving you, you know. And we all have been the other. We've all been on both sides of it, where we've said, you know, made future plans with somebody, and then realized, oh my gosh, I'm really not that crazy about this person. And then you have to backtrack and try to get out of those, you know, plans that this person is counting on. But you know, we've also a lot of us have had relationships with people who continually overpromise and underdeliver, and they're always on the fence. You know, they're always on the fence with you. Your relationship, whether they say it or not, and so they're always hitting and hawing, and you never are getting a straight answer out of them, just for stupid things. You know, it can be just planning a weekend. It's like they're afraid to make a commitment to you for the next weekend because they're not sure how they feel about the relationship. So it throws you off balance all the time, and it's very hurtful when you're involved with someone like that. So I would tell people, get out, run, run, don't walk. If you're with someone who continually does that, because they're not going to show up for the relationship. You know, they're indecisive about you and the relationship themselves. And so you're going to be dealing, you're going to be fighting that all the time. And it will be a continual fight. You're never going to have the person just turn around and go, oh, my God, I just suddenly realized I'm madly in love with you and I want to spend every moment with you. That's not going to happen. You know, in your dreams, you think that's going to happen. But that's never going to happen with people like that, because a lot of times it's just that's the way they are with everybody. It doesn't matter what relationship
right.
they have. They're always going to second guess themselves, and so they're always going to keep their partner off balance. So it basically comes down to, do you want to be that partner who's being kept off balance, or do you want to find somebody who's more like you, who knows what they want, who can be decisive, you know? And so, I mean, that's the choice, you know, most of us end up making. But there's people who don't. We'll stay for years with somebody who waffles, and I don't know how, you know, it's very hurtful. And I know you've had clients who said, a week long, that's kind of been the theme of the week. Can you share any of their stories, or is it, personal?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I mean, that's the reason why I came up with this idea this week, because I had, like, five clients, and they're dating wafflers, or people that overpromise and underdeliver, and that's
mm-hmm.
hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got one, and I'll give you this story. She has been with her guy, and it's been about a year now. And she never backed down from him when he would not do certain things. She would not talk to him. And then she would talk, and then he would get freaked out that he would lose her, and so he would come forward. And and so now they're in a situation where they've got stability in their relationship. He knows that if he can't see her, then he needs to call her and say, hey, I can't see you because I have to work. I have to do whatever. And she does the same thing with him. I have another client that is hoping that it'll get different, but it's he or she is treating you that way now, and he or she's probably going to always treat you that way. But the one thing that is different that this young lady did, I call everybody young lady, 95 years old, doesn't really matter. I call myself young lady, and I'm young. I'm teasing, but, you know, everybody, we're all young at heart. And so I know that if you got to be really firm in what you're looking for, and then I do a lot of things with humor. And this woman did a lot of things with humor. And then she said, if you treat me like that again, you're going to lose me forever. And so he started treating her better. But I honestly think that guy was so confused about what he really wanted that he knows how to be a good person. He knows how to be a good mate. And all he needed to do was have somebody, you know, make him show up the right way, or they weren't going to see him. There are people that are extremely, and if somebody says, I'm extremely loyal, I'm extremely this, I'm extremely that, then they're probably not that. Just know that, okay? You know, so be looking for that. I'm loyal. I never waffle. I never overpromise and underdeliver. Well, if they say that, they probably are that. Okay. So I'm just telling you, it's so true. So he never said anything. And then, she, you know, so she knew that she could work with that. The other gal, I'm saying it with hers, she knows that he's a little crazy, and so you know she's in New York and he's in New York, and so she's like trying to work with that. You know, will she be able to fix it and help it? Well, I don't think it's hers to fix. I think she just has to be a super strong person, a strong inner mind, and that will help her in get this situation the best way she knows how. But you have to be super strong yourself. And you got to look at your own life. Are you overpromising and under-delivering in any area of your life? If you are, then you need to work on that area within yourself, okay? And if you work on it within yourself like she did, she says, I want to live a life of integrity and honesty, and I want to make sure that I show up for the person. And that girl always does. I'm going to tell you something right now. She pays her bills, she works her business, and the man of her dreams is showing up for her the right way. I have another man. He has issues with his girlfriend not communicating with him and over promising and under delivering. And he keeps wondering why it keeps happening. I think you need to talk to her about it. And he doesn't really want to talk to her. And communication is key in this issue, because if you're afraid you're going to lose them, you don't really have them anyway, I think. You know what I mean? And I know myself, I have issues in the past with commitment. My family members call me Bolt. It's sad. But, and I've had to really work on that. So I make sure that I go, okay, am I over-promising and under-delivering with anyone in my life? And so then I go, okay, and if I am, then I make sure I straighten it out and I try to, you know, because that is a real issue for me. I don't like wafflers myself, okay, who does? But then I've waffled. And so, you know, I got to work on it within myself and clean that up. You know what I mean? And because the man of my dreams, I want him to be strong. I want him to take his time with me, you know, and I want him to always show up the right way. And maybe it's not about showing up the right way. Maybe it's just about showing up. You know what I mean? It's not right or wrong.
Right.
Just showing up, you know what I mean, 150%, because that's what I like to do. You know what I mean? So anyway, go ahead, because you have some comments on that. And those are a couple of stories that I just had this week. So I get them every week, you know. Wouldn't it be great if they all showed up the right way? You know?
They are showing up the right way. Well, that was what I was going to ask you. I mean, what is your, you know, when you're, you have people calling you and saying, you know, my partner is not showing up. What are you usually telling them? You know, what is your best advice to give people? Because I know there's a ton of people listening who are saying, oh, my God, this is me. You know, my partner never shows up, and they tell me they're going to do this, and they blow me off. And, I, you know, then they tell me they love me, and I believe they love me, and so I'm holding on, you know. So what is the best advice that you give those people?
I'm going to share this with you. This is something I give to myself because I've been praying and meditating about it for quite some time now. And I go, okay, what you notice that he's not or she's not showing up for you, are you showing up for yourself in every part of your life? Well, that sounds way too complicated. So I put that out there the first time, and I go, okay, so he's not showing up for you. But will he show up? Yeah, he will, but you really got to work on yourself, okay? And then you've got to be super strong in everything that you say and everything that you do and walk that walk yourself. Because when you live it and eat it and breathe it yourself, you're not looking for it outside of yourself. And that man or woman will start doing that too as well. I had someone today, she's a client of mine, she's actually a friend, a great photographer too. We're going to talk about that another day. But she has a guy, and she goes, he's the first guy that told me no. No one ever tells me no. And I was like, wow, you're lucky. They tell me no all the time,
yeah.
Right? Do I have sex? No. No, I'm just kidding. I need to get one of those guys. You got better performers, right? It's all good. He commits and ever performs. You're lucky. But she said, now the guys that I've been with have in her past have said, no, they would tell her yes, they'll do it, and they don't do it. But I know herself. Yeah. I know her for a few years. She would not do what she said for herself. She wouldn't take care of herself. She wouldn't honor her own body, her own commitments to herself, and yet she wanted another guy to do that. This is what I see a lot of times with people. And then when I go back to looking at it, I realize that their family, their moms or their dads, didn't show up for their spouse or their boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, because sometimes we come in the middle of divorced parents and whatnot. So that's something that, you know, you look at, okay, I that hurt when my mom and dad didn't have enough attention for me or they separated and my dad would, you know, go somewhere else and give somebody else attention and wouldn't give it to my mom or to me, or my mom did the same thing, wouldn't give it to my dad or myself. So therefore, they're still carrying that big wound inside, and you really got to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to look at it stuff. They want it to be fixed right away without having to look at themselves, and it does not work that way. And you got to, you know, my own prayer and it is that we, to learn to love my guy, you know, like God loves us, right? Because that's more of an inclusive love. I'm not saying you share yourself with somebody else besides the man of your dreams, but when you can love inclusively instead of exclusively, when that guy falls down or that woman falls down, then you're looking within yourself for the answer, okay? Not outside yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he do that to me? You know, so, and that's a hard one. So hard. I don't even know if it makes sense what I'm saying today on the phone. But I think instead of trying to be exclusive with that guy, the form of exclusivity, when you love, because we're all part of God, we're all part of a higher power, when you love inclusive and realize that we're all part of the great God, the great I am, he's the ocean and we're the wave in the ocean, then you can deal with this better. You know, and I've hurt and I've cried, you know that diet, and I know you have, and I know a lot of people that are listening, you guys have cried and gotten upset and got mad. Some of you guys have thrown your fist through the wall and then called me and say, hey, she's not. Or some of you guys have cried in the car and saying, you know, and you're by yourself saying, he's not doing this. But when you say, God, just, and if you just say this prayer, God, help me love my guy, my woman, like you love me. And it doesn't sound sexy, but it's just some of the best sex you ever have, because then when you're loving your guy, like you're loving, like God loves you, then that means you're loving you, because God is a part of you. God's not separate from you, really. And so you're loving yourself, and then you can share that love with who, you know, the man or the woman of your dreams, you know what I mean? And that's something that I'm realizing, too, is what I'm trying to teach that, because I'm trying to live it, you know? So that's hard. I mean, today I looked at myself and I said, okay, I've overpromised and underdelivered here. And I called my friend, and, you know, he's in the hospital. Sorry, a mutual friend, actually. You know who I'm talking about. And I said, hey, listen, I can't get there today. I said, but I'll be there tomorrow. If you need somebody to help pick you up, I'm going to help, you know, help with that. And he says, no problem. He goes, I might be getting out tonight, so it's a good thing you didn't come. But I felt better because I called him, right? Do you understand? So, you know, those are some things that you do. But there's no simple reason. I can say it's your parents, and it probably is, because that's our first, you know, couple that we usually experience, most of us, you know, that shows how to love. Or I could say it's, you know, that it's a karma thing, and it probably is too. But let me tell you something. When you put all that aside and you go, if I learn to love inclusive, where I love everybody, and now you may only share your body and love that person with the form of only sharing your body and your heart with that guy or that woman, that's great. I'm not knocking that, because that's what we all would like to do. But instead of, you got to be this way, and I've got to, and because you love only me and I love only you, then we need to be this way with each other. It does not work. It's so hard, because people we put so much emphasis on how they show up for us that we forget that we really, you know, when we love God and God's in, and we find that part of us that's connected to God or Buddha, whoever your higher power, then it works so much better. That's what I think and what I'm realizing. And it's hard. God, it's hard. Oh, man, because you want to get mad, right? How many times do you want to get mad at John? I mean, you know, row, you better gently go to the stream. Throw John overboard, this is sunscreen. I'm there with you. Right? You know?
That's right.
You know, that's, I mean, he's a great guy. You're a great gal. You know, you guys, I want to have the relationship you guys have. I mean, but you found power in your side of yourself, Guy, and that's something you did, I know. And how did you find that power? Did you do it prayer, meditation? Probably, right?
Oh,
you know? So.
So much stuff, yeah, for years. Yes. But, yeah, you have to work. You stop until you finally feel like they're lucky to have you, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, you're, you know, you were saying a minute ago, you need to love your partner the way, you know, like you love God. But you need to make them love, if they don't love you back in the same way, you need to get out of there. And that's my whole point.
That's right.
You know, it's like, if you're allowing yourself to feel like you're not good enough, you know, you're allowing yourself to be treated like you're not worthy of them, because it's like, oh, maybe I have time for you, maybe I don't. Then you're accepting less than what you deserve, and you need to love yourself first and move along, you know. I mean, and that's so hard to do. It's very hard to do. Those of us who've gone the rounds of getting our egos beaten down and pulling ourselves back up, and through meditation, prayer, everything in the, you know, under the sun that we've done to try to make ourselves feel good about ourselves. Once you finally get to that point where you know you deserve a good partner, and you know you deserve a healthy relationship, because that's what you're bringing to the table, you won't settle then. You know, you will not settle for somebody who is not giving you a healthy relationship. And so I had to get to that point, you know, and if John couldn't give me a healthy partner or a normal relationship, I wouldn't be here. And so that's the whole thing. And I know neither would he. So you have to finally feel good enough about yourself where you know you deserve what you're giving. And if you're not giving, you know, very good, then, yeah, you don't deserve very good.
Yeah, right. But, exactly. Because you're only going to attract what you are, right?
Exactly. You totally do.
True.
So, right. So if we're the ones who are, you know, over-promising and under-delivering, then that's what we deserve. But often it seems like there's always one partner who's giving more than the other. And so there's usually not two who are over-promising and under-delivering. There's one of them who's on the fence who shows up sometimes doesn't show up, and then the other partner is the one who's constantly trying to be the supporter. And
right.
I'm sure all of us have been, who played both roles. You know, we've been in both sides. And nobody wants a relationship like that. You don't want to be either side. You don't want to be the one who doesn't care, because you're the one who's waffling all the time. They usually have, actually, I think, more issues than the one who's trying to be supportive all the time, because they're centered on themselves. They're insecure and uncertain with their own decisions. So, I mean, that's not a healthy way to be either. But you also don't want to be the one who's constantly chasing, constantly being the loving, caring supporter for this person who doesn't show up. So on either side, it's not a healthy relationship. So that's the whole thing. You know, you've got to get yourself up to where you finally believe that you deserve that healthy partner. And that's what everybody struggles with, you know, because we feel like, subconsciously, you know, we feel like, oh my God, I just love this person so much that I'm going to keep, you know, I'm going to keep allowing them to mistreat me because I don't want to let them go. And basically what you're telling yourself is, I can't do any better.
And that's not true, you know. Well, I agree with you too as well, because you gotta and the journey that I really did and really it was a key in healing my own physical body, is that I'll never get we have this, you know, this crush I told you, somebody who I was, oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
who I just adored and loved with all my heart, and I still do. I love him differently, in the sense that he's taught me about really who I am today, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a runner, I'm an athlete.
By painful lessons.
Yeah, and he taught me that, how to be that. And and I'll never forget him, and I just adored him. But one of the things that I was in bed one night, and this is, gosh, it's a year and a half, 2 years ago maybe, and I had just cried and cried and cried and cried because I had, you know, loved this guy, and this guy wasn't giving me the time of day. Guys, anybody ever knows any guy or girl ever not giving you the time of day and you adore them? And that's, like, so hurtful. But you're like, when is he coming? When is she coming? I guess, yeah. And so, you know, I'm doing this work. I said, man, this is just so not working out. I don't want to feel like this anymore. So I got woken up in the middle of the night. And if anybody really knows me knows I sleep with the light on if I'm not with anyone, and I sleep with the TV on, you know, on mute, but the picture's going. And that's just the way I sleep, with some small light in that, because I'm fraidy cat. It's all good. yeah, right? Sad, isn't it? And when I have a guy there, just let you know, if anybody wants to be my boyfriend, I'll do that. I got woken up. And it was so funny. I heard this voice and saw this person in my room that looked a lot like me. And I go, who are you? And she goes, I'm a higher part of you. And I was like, well, that's cool. You know, so we definitely have some twins going on. Maybe triplets, who knows. And she goes, when you believe in yourself, you can have this guy. And did I ever get it? No. But I understand what believing in yourself means. And it's like what you're saying, Di. When you believe in yourself that you can have this guy, or believe in, and I think it's even going a step further, when you believe in yourself that you, you know, that you are worthy, or that you are, you can be the expert in anything that you choose, because God is part of you and you're part of God. God's not this big mountain guy sitting on a mountaintop saying, hey, come up here. He's your best friend, or she's your best friend, however you see that. But believing in yourself. So what I do now is I say, please let me believe in myself. Please let me find that part of me that's connected to God, really. And because if you're doing that, then, you know, I'm always looking to better me. You know what I mean? And to and instead of looking for the right guy and making sure he has the right qualifications, whatever that means to you, and we all have what we're looking for, I am making sure I have the right stuff to attract the guy, because whatever I am, I'm going to attract, right? So if I'm promising, under-promising, and over-delivering, that is what I'm going to attract. Mm-hmm. If I'm
right.
in shape,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm going to attract. So I can keep on my toes, and it's not easy. Man, have you ever cried? Have you ever had a bad day? You're thinking, when the hell is this going to change? And then you're like, well, maybe I need to ask different questions if I'm not getting the questions answered. And, you know, that's really what the point I got to. Maybe I need to ask different questions. Maybe I need to pray and meditate about becoming the best I can be. What do you feel about that? Because I know you went through some stuff, man. I was there with you. We walked hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Horrible. Yeah. And yes, absolutely horrible. But it's, I think I just kind of checked out of the dating world too, and just worked on myself. And I mean, there's worse things than giving yourself time, you know. And that's what I always tell women, especially. A lot of my girlfriends, they feel, you know, they're always complaining, like their life is so horrible because they don't have a man. And, you know, you can be your most, the best boyfriend that you've ever had, because you can be the one who treats yourself the best you've ever been treated. And that's really what I did. You know, I just kind of checked out of the dating world and worked on myself and treated myself good and really did some soul searching, you know, and do, you know, deep inner reflection of why am I attracted to the wrong guys, you know, why am I attracted to people who make me feel like I've got to work to get their attention, you know, why am I still repeating the same relationship pattern over and over with different guys. And so I just worked on myself for, you know, a few years, and I dated here and there, but it wasn't, you know, I didn't have anything serious going. So, you know, you finally, it's like you come out of this haze, like this fog of depression or whatever the hell you want to call it, and you feel happy again, and you feel good about yourself, and you feel strong, and then you're ready to take on, you know, the world, and you feel like, okay, bring on the next relationship, because I'm a healthy partner now, and if that person isn't showing up for me right away, I will see the red flags, and I will be out of there. And I sure was out of there on a few of them.
I know. I God bless her. I'll never forget some of the stories. And Beth, she and I have, we need to write a book about that one. The bathroom story.
Yes.
Okay, call and die in the bathroom. Die, guy, get out of here. She's not good. It's all good.
Horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, horrible stories. You know, you and I have been through a lot together, and you wrote the book, You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me, and it's a great book. It really is. It's got the prayers and the mantras.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, when you going, it's when you say, okay, God, help me with this relationship, let it come to me. Instead, you say, God, show me how to believe in myself, and show me how to find you inside of me. And, when you do that, you get some real answers, and I'll make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
Show me how to believe in myself, and show me how to, you know, and show me how to find the divine, to find the God, or to find the part of you that's in me. And so, Rumi, I read this, and I got this for you guys, so anybody that's listening now or will download it later, I hope you appreciate this. A great poet. He said, the minute I heard my first love story, I started looking for you, not knowing how blind that was. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other all along, and that's Rumi.
Hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's
awesome.
That's true.
Yeah,
that
is just so beautiful. They're in each other all along, and you're sitting there going, well, that's an exclusive love. No, if you just realize that you are your great love story, and you're only going to find the guy or the girl that's going to help you be your great love story, and you can be his or hers. So that right there was so amazing when I read it. So I wanted to share that with you guys tonight. We got some great shows coming up. It's the holiday season, and a couple things going on with Di and I. Di and I are going to listen. I'm going to put her on the spot. Di is super psychic. Okay, I'll tell you the story. I called her one day. She goes, "I'm in the bathtub," and I got, "Are you going to see XYZ person?" She didn't like him. I was like, "Well, now that you mention it, I believe I am." Like, you're going to get hurt, Tree. And do you remember that? I was like, how did you know?
Yes.
She said it. Anyway.
I know.
So we're going to we want to do some question and answer, and we're going to set that up in the next couple of weeks where you guys can call us, ask us a question about your guy, your girl, and we'll give you the answers, okay, what the angels say. Archangel Shamuel is wonderful to help. I know Di's worked with Shamuel. I have as well to help me with relationships, and I know you have. And then for clear communication with God, you know what? Jesus is great for that. Also, Yoga Ganda, which is a yogi master, but he works with anyone, is great for that too as well. Saint Germain, Moses. So, you know, those are ascended masters that you can work with. But I want you to know that you can always ask the archangels and for clear communication with God too as well. And that's probably where I would start rather than helping me with this relationship. But if you've got God's ear and he's got yours or she's got yours, is that not cool to get some great relationship advice, money advice, any kind of advice? So really, I think that's a better way to phrase it, a different way to put it might get your answers easier. So anyway, my thoughts on that. So, and I know you've taught me a lot about that, because when you get frustrated, don't think you're not going to cry or get angry, because you do. Any spiritual work is, I think, if it's not painful or life-changing, probably is not the right spiritual work for you. So, Course in Miracles, I know you've worked, and I've worked that too as well. And we've got some great things we want to share with you guys, but Miss Intuition Psychic here is amazing. So I'm going to put something together with her help, or she's going to put something together with my help, and we're going to make it fly where you guys can really get some great, great, clear guidance, clear answers from us. So that's something in the next week or two to look forward to. And our next show is going to be Tuesday night, and it's all about manifesting and making things happen. So Tuesday night at 8:30 at the same number if you're listening in, or we'll send out a web link so you can listen to the web link. And this show is available 24/7, 365 days, okay, once it's on the web. So you can look it up on iTunes. Di, you enjoy your man tonight. You guys are living together, having fun, I need to get
watching
when
football.
I get a relationship. Watching football, I want a relationship just like that. It's all good.
Yes, so. That's right. We're overperforming over here.
I need to get one of those. Who cares if he doesn't commit? But Di's committing. He's overperforming. How cool is that? You know what I mean? So, anyway.
That's right. You want to.
Yeah.
He committed and not overperforming.
He commits and overperforms. Listen, how cool is that to have 8 orgasms with the guy of your dreams?
I know.
Why are you an overperformer? Sign me up for that program. All right, everybody. Yeah. Take care. Have a great now. And we will see you next Sunday at the same time. We've got a great show planned. All right, everybody. Bye-bye. Di, wonderful talking to you and doing the show with you tonight. Thanks. Okay.
Thanks, Terry. Bye-bye.
Bye.